Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone in the franchise world. My name is Paul Segretto, and this is Franchise Today. Are we there yet? That's what I posted this morning on Twitter about the upcoming IFA convention in Las Vegas. I truly feel like a kid in the back seat of a long family road trip. I can't wait to get there. I've been looking forward to it for quite some time. But now that it's within reach, only a couple of days away, my excitement is peaking. Yes, are we there yet? How many more hours till we get there? Well, when we do get there, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, and we'll just call it the kid in the candy store syndrome. It's certainly an exciting time in franchising, riding the heels of the very positive Franchise Business Economic Outlook 2011 report and news about even the slightest loosening of business credit. And it's certainly an exciting time to be part of franchising. And the year-long improvements at the IFA, a new CEO and president, Steve Caldera, who, by the way, was just named to the board of directors of the Small Business Legislative Council. Congratulations, Steve. And, of course, a new and improved website and social media presence. Some great new people at the IFA, including Matt Howler, complimenting some really great IFA veterans, including Lisa Harrison, Paul Rocchio, and Scott Lair, of course, just to name a few, just lends to the strength of the franchise community. And great work over the past year by IFA Chairman Ken Walker and the anticipation of Jack Earl, a multi-unit McDonald's franchisee as incoming chairman, just further exemplifies the focus of the IFA. Definitely too many here to thank on Franchise Today, as we only have an hour, but I believe you at the IFA and everyone else in franchising knows exactly who you are. To the many guests, my co-producer Joe Caruso is scheduled to be on Franchise Today over the past year. I thank as well and look forward to meeting all of you in person at the convention. And again, many to mention, but allow me a moment to try. Steve Caldera for taking the time out of an unbelievably busy schedule to discuss the Franchise Business Economic Outlook, amongst other things, IFA. Elisa Harrison for helping to coordinate Steve's appearance, as well as for her guest appearance on Franchise Today. And to Ron Feldman and Daryl Johnson for their great insight into franchise finance. Of course, I can't forget the many lawyers Joe Caruso has scheduled for both our popular Legal franchise series and individual segments where we discussed a wide range of riveting, relevant topics within franchising. To Warren Lewis for his great Franchise Seller's Handbook, to Lane Fisher for a fabulous perspective on franchise performance representations. And we can't forget Jonathan Redgrave on his discussion about the legal aspects of social media within franchising. To Michael Webster, franchisee attorney and strategic chair at the International Association of Franchisees and Dealers, and to Leslie Curran for her insight into utilizing franchise brokers effectively, and Arthur Pressman, who took time out of a vacation on the Cape to spend an hour talking about franchise litigation. To all the attorneys that appeared on Franchise Today, I say thank you. And on the PR side, I thank Brad Fishman and Rhonda Sanderson for two very candid conversations on Franchise Today, and, of course, today's guest, Jack Monson, another PR genius. Marianne O'Connell, who is always a pleasure to speak with, to Michael Stone for sharing his vision with the Professional Athletes Franchise Initiative, and to Nancy Weingartner, my guest last week, and Franchise Times for spending a lot of time visiting with me both on and off the air, always providing us with compelling franchise news and sneak peeks at upcoming issues. And on the technical side of things, I thank BJ Emerson and Jeremy LeDuc for their insight into social everything. And let's not forget the franchisors and franchisees that Joe has brought through our virtual studio, including Amy Nichols and Deb Evans and Dave Melton, who shared his experience and success as a Domino's franchisee. What an unbelievable who's who in franchising that Joe Caruso has brought to the table for Franchise Today. Certainly I've missed some, and I do thank you as well, and of course I do look forward to meeting all our previous guests at the IFA convention. But last but definitely not least, I do thank my co-producer, trusted advisor, and sometimes chaplain and therapist, but mostly friend, Joe Caruso. Without him, Franchise Today would not be the leader in franchise media as it is today. I can't thank you enough. God, wouldn't I be hated if I had to give an acceptance speech, as I do tend to be long-winded, and I apologize for that. Let's get to today's featured topic and see how everyone can enhance their IFA convention experience and build upon relationships already established and develop new relationships for the future. And my guest today is none other than Jack Monson, Vice President at Engage One-to-One, a social media and PR software solutions provider. Jack, as always, it's a pleasure to speak with you, and welcome to Franchise Today.
Thank you so much for having me, and I mirror what you were saying about it. It's an exciting time with the convention coming up. It's sort of like you and I are speaking on Christmas Eve before the big Christmas morning.
Oh, I know. It's exciting. Although, you know, with that analogy in mind, who's Santa Claus at the IFA convention?
I thought that was you.
Might be so. Might be so, except most of the people see this little tiny face on my social media profiles and typically say to me walking through the exhibit hall, wait, I know you. And it's amazing what social media has done to just extend our reach and enhance relationships. And I just think about what it was like 15, 18 years ago when I attended my first IFA convention. And you didn't know anybody unless you were just so involved. It was very difficult to reach out unless it was just a couple of, you know, trade shows a year. It was a difficult way to communicate, and certainly looks difficult compared to the ease that we have at our fingertips today.
Oh, absolutely. And I was just listening to the list of folks who have been on your show recently that you were thanking and making some mental notes on, oh, I want to see him there. Oh, yes, I definitely want to see her there. And there's all of these people who I have never met in person. Some of them I have, but many of the people on that list I've not met in person, Joe Caruso being one of them. But, you know, looking at this list of people that I'm really excited about, you know, maybe shaking their hand and breaking some bread and exchanging some ideas in person, it's really exciting.
It is exciting, and you and I have gone back and forth within social media, be on Twitter or Facebook or whatever, for the last year and a half or 2 years, and have not met each other, as well as, you know, all these wonderful guests that, you know, I spent pre-show time with, talking about their topic, discussing questions, discussing different angles to make sure that it was relevant and appropriate and pertinent to people within franchising, because Franchise Today does target franchise executives and franchise professionals. It's not a show to promote franchise concepts, and we've never done that. And we spend so much time working with our guests ahead of the show and then through the show that it's like I know them, yet I've yet to meet most of them, and hopefully this year at the convention I'll be able to meet as many as possible. So, I mean, just social media, the IFA, the franchise convention together, it is a great time.
Yeah, it's sort of like the old quote about a stranger is just a friend you haven't met yet. And social media, I think, can be somewhat of an analogy, or maybe it's just a microcosm at the IFA of the business world in general, that there are all of these connections you have that that you look forward to speaking with in person. But then there's also a whole nother group of people who you have no connection with yet.
Well, and then of course there is that small group of people that you've had, or at least I have had, heated discussions with that I haven't met as of yet.
That's what I'm interested to see. Will those discussions heat up or cool down in person? I think they're going to cool down a little bit.
I think they'll cool down a bit. I mean, you know, it's never anything personal. It's just more towards the topic, and everybody comes at it a different way, and it is opinion, and nobody can fault anybody for opinion. The thing that I always look at is I kind of look at so many young and impressionable franchisors that are entering, you know, franchising, that are relying upon experience, and relying upon this information, you know, to do the next things in their process. And I just really, really am passionate about being careful as to what they say and where they might run with that information, because it is all about franchise success. And we do, as stalwarts of information within the community, have a responsibility to those new upstart franchisors that are coming on board.
Oh, absolutely. And they're coming on board at a very exciting time, technology-wise speaking. But at the same time, they could also make some huge mistakes if they didn't have the right information. So I applaud you for those efforts.
Well, it's all our efforts, yours as well, a lot of other people in franchising, and it is what's the reason why it's such a great time in franchising. And, you know, we could throw out all kinds of words and names and Gowalla and Quora and Foursquare and Hootsuite, and it sounds a lot of jibber-jabberish to people, but they're really valuable tools and resources. And, of course, as we talk about today's topic, real-time social media to enhance the IFA convention, there's just, you know, so many that we can use effectively and specifically for the show. And let's discuss some of those today. Matt Haller, recent addition to the IFA team, has done a great job along the lines with Elisa Harrison and really enhancing the social media experience in the IFA, and I applaud them for those efforts. And it's really a good direction they're taking, and they really are a pleasure to work with. And I know you're working with Matt as co-sponsors along with Deb Evans and ICED Computer Explorers on the tweet up. I did some work with Matt regarding the intro to Foursquare and getting people to be able to check in throughout the convention at the various events at the convention, and of course the great IFA mobile application, which I think is just really going to be the icing on the cake for real-time social media experience at the event.
I agree. I'm actually looking at it right now, and there's just some very cool stuff in here. I've been to, I don't know how many dozen social media, marketing, public relations, other types of communications, conferences and conventions over the past year, and each one of them has created some sort of a mobile app for the convention goers. And I have to say, this IFA convention mobile app, and we should mention it's sponsored by Chen Cohen, I think this is the best one I've seen so far. There is so much information in here that I think it's a situation where no one will need to walk around the IFA with the big fold-out brochure or their most recent issue of Franchising World or anything else like that to have their scorecard in front of them on what speakers they want to go listen to or what events they want to attend or where is a certain meeting taking place or where is a certain exhibitor's booth who they were planning to meet up with. I don't think you're going to have to walk around with all of that paper anymore. It's all going to be in the palm of your hand. The application works terrific for the events. I'm really anxious to see how some of the real-time updating with changes to the schedule and any announcements or alerts or anything like that. I'm anxious to see some of those after the convention gets going. But kudos to Matt Haller and the team for putting that together. It's really top-notch.
It's really great, and I'm anxious to see the people that are still walking around with the big folders and portfolios and trying to figure out their way around. And if any of them are listening today and you have yet to make an investment in a smartphone, run out to your store today and get yourself a BlackBerry or an Android or an iPhone, which, of course, is my choice. Get it today. You're going to miss out. It's really exciting.
Yeah, if we see those people walking around the convention floor, and my guess is most of those people who are carrying the big brochure, most of those people probably have an iPhone or a BlackBerry at least, or maybe an Android in their pocket. Maybe we should take it upon ourselves to take them aside and say, hey, let's help you upload the convention app and do a little education along the way.
Yeah, that would be great. That would really be great. What else? Obviously, it appears you spent some time looking in and around the mobile app. Give us a little bit of insight from your perspective on how you could see somebody using it, walk through from day one through day four.
Like I said, I think the event schedule on the mobile app is really the key thing that people have used so far and will be using to see where they want to go next. It looks like there's some messaging areas here that I have not used yet, that once the convention starts, it will be interesting to maybe connect with some people via that mobile app. And I also am interested to see how it's going to work with other applications. I can see that there are tweets being loaded in real time. So anyone mentioning anything on Twitter with the hashtag IFA, all of those are loading into the mobile app in real time. I'm looking at it right now, and I'm seeing some tweets from some folks that we know pretty well, all talking about the IFA. Deb Evans, and there's Jack Serpa, there's Paul Segretto talking about the IFA. All of these things, all of these mentions within the past 30 minutes or so. So I think it's interesting that Matt and the team took the approach of bringing in social media applications and platforms that people are already using into the IFA's own application, and not trying to recreate the world and starting a whole new communication platform, but really adapting the platforms that people like you and I hundreds and hundreds of others are within the IFA are already using on a daily or hourly basis. So it'll be interesting
Comments this morning, too, leading up to today's show and about the IFA. Chad Cohen was on there as well. And I know when I mentioned, as I mentioned at the top of this show, you know, are we there yet? It was neat. You said, what was it that you tweeted in response?
You said you were like a kid in the backseat of a family road trip saying, are we there yet? And I just responded, just hearing my dad's voice in my head saying, don't make me pull this car over.
Yeah, that was funny. I remember a personal experience. We took the kids to one of the many trips we took to Orlando, Florida, which, of course, is the site of next year's IFA convention. So I'm excited for that as well. And
oh, yeah.
We literally were within minutes of our hotel at the gate of Disney World. It was actually within Disney World. And the kids were getting all anxious. And my wife said, if you kids don't behave, I'm going to have Dad turn this car around. I looked at her and said, you could drive it back to Texas. But I'm saying.
Yeah, you know, we never called the old man's bluff. I guess we should have.
Absolutely. You know, and I know there's the tweet up, which of course also has a specific hashtag. It would give some of our listeners kind of insight into the tweet up and how many people can be expected to attend.
Absolutely. The hashtag for the tweet up is a special hashtag for it, but I think we've all decided let's just use the hashtag IFA. It's simple. That's what everyone knows. It's easy to get to, and that way any discussion about the upcoming tweet up is just in the same conversation with everything else happening with the convention. The tweet up for those of you who may not have been involved in one or ever attended one is quite simply just an informal meeting of anyone at a particular event, in this case the IFA convention, where we pick a place and a time and we promote it using Twitter. We're also promoting it on all of our own Facebook fan pages, through a couple of blogs, and on an actual Tweetvite site. But for the most part, it's just sort of virally passed along on Twitter saying, anyone who's attending the convention who wants to get together and chat, we're all going to get together at 8:30 p.m. Sunday night at a location inside the MGM Grand called the West Wing. And it's all very informal. There's no presentation. There's no one speaking. It's just a group of people who are active on social media platforms who got together and said, you know, hey, let's get a group of people together. This was something that Deb Evans of Computer Explorers reached out to me and said, you know, hey, do you want to help me organize this? She knew that I had done this in the past. And then Matt Haller of the IFA got involved, and we picked the West Wing location. We decided to do it at 8:30 on Sunday night, right after the Taste of Franchising. I think that's a good time to do it. It'll be a nice way to wind down a long day of meetings for some of the folks, a long day of travel for some other folks, and just be able to get together with some people who, as we were mentioning earlier, maybe you've spoken to or you've emailed back and forth with in the past, or maybe you've had some phone calls, but you've never actually met in person. So right now it looks like we've got 40-some people who are registered and have RSVP'd via our Tweetvite site. I'm really looking forward to seeing a few of these folks. Let's see, who do we have here? Some names that have appeared on your show recently, Paul. We've got B.J. Emerson. You mentioned Chad Cohen a little while ago. A couple of good friends of mine, Kurt Schusterman from Verlo. I'm looking forward to seeing him there. Thomas Scott from Brand Journalist. All of my crew from Engage One-to-One will be joining us there as well. So we could go on and drop all of these names, but really I encourage everybody who's interested to just go to the site, register, and let everyone know that you're going to be there, and that will maybe encourage some other folks to join in as well.
Yeah, it'll definitely be a great event and a great way to wash down a lot of the great food at the Taste of Franchising as well.
Yeah, that's what we're thinking. Perfect timing. Perfect timing.
Yeah, it is. It is really perfect timing.
We actually did a tweet up in 2009, and I have to say that was one of the things that really got me moving forward on using Twitter as sort of the primary social media platform for business that I was using at the time, was due to the IFA in 2009. There were a couple of us that organized it. I think we maybe had 15 or so people showed up. We were just down in the lobby of the hotel in San Diego, 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very cool. It was very small. There were not very many people in the franchise industry on Twitter at that time. But no. I have to say, of those 15 people who showed up at that particular place in time, several of them I still speak with regularly. We've forged good business relationships and even a couple of partnerships. A couple of folks who came to the tweet up walked away with some excellent client references and information and. You know, it's been fun to sort of watch what those 15 people have been up to over the past 2 years. So looking forward to really expanding that exponentially with the group that we're anticipating seeing at the West Wing this Sunday night at 8:30 p.m.
It'll be great. And a lot of people, you know, still do not realize the impact of real-time social media, which, of course, Twitter is really an integral part of that. I know about the same time that you were in San Diego at the IFA event 2 years ago, and I wasn't, but it was right about that time that I was introduced to Twitter and really realized the real-time effect of it. At the time on CNN Mid-Afternoon, Rick Sanchez had a segment of an hour that they referred to as the Daily Conversation. And I would see this trend across the bottom of the screen and come to know afterwards that they were tweets. And
mm-hmm.
way to tweet into the show about certain things that were relayed on the show. And I didn't know much about it, but I was intrigued by it. And I would throw in a couple of comments based on that one-hour show mid-afternoon. And lo and behold, they did a story, you might recall, with Chris Brown and Rihanna, where he had hit her or something to that effect. And I posted on there because I'm really passionate about that type of stuff. I don't believe that it should occur. And I posted on there. I said, you know, Chris Brown is a thug. You know, I hope he becomes a boy toy in prison. And, well, the next thing I know, I look up on the screen, and Rick Sanchez says that this is a live audience with a couple of 100,000 or so, you know, viewers. And he says, let's go to the Twitter board and see what Paul Segretto has to say. You know, my Twitter face on the screen, and he reads it out loud. He gives like a 10-second commentary about it. And of course, number one, it was embarrassing. Number two, it was also intriguing. And I thought to myself, that's unbelievable. What would it cost to get that type of exposure on national television?
Right. It would cost, frankly, a lot of time and a lot of effort and a lot of work. I mean, that's really the power of social media when you look at it from a public relations standpoint. Think
Absolutely.
Of the publicists and the media relations people who work day in and day out, sending out press releases, banging out phone calls to CNN, to Rick Sanchez, to Rick Sanchez's producer, trying to get a 2-second or a 30-second mention of something that they're working on, whether it's a product or an event or something, that they spend all of this time trying to get through to someone at CNN to get that on the air. And in just a few clicks of your keypad, you blew right past all of those media relations people and got
Absolutely.
Live to Rick Sanchez. And you know, it's really all about social media in a nutshell is really all about going around those intermediaries that have been in place for decades and you know, a couple of centuries in the traditional news media, and going through the reporters or around the reporters and editors and getting right to the mass audience and being able to, as our company is called, engage one-to-one with the consumer without having to go through a traditional media site. I mean, that's you had a great experience with that, and that had to just be your aha moment of what the future was going to look like.
It was an aha moment, and then it was an aha-ha-ha-ha moment because there I would routinely post about different things on the show. Then I started realizing that I could kind of read some of the information leading up to the show so I could start preparing my tweets. And it was neat because then I started getting phone calls. Hey, just saw your name across the bottom of the screen, which is the reason why, like yourself and myself, I like using our full name as our Twitter profile.
Absolutely, yes.
And it was neat, and routinely I would see it on the screen. And then I got an email. I got an email from somebody that said, hey, I saw you on CNN. And I just am amazed at this real-time social media. And he used that term. And of course, being a little OCD, I didn't recognize his name. I start going over to LinkedIn before I even had a chance to finish reading his email, trying to see, am I connected to this guy? Do I know this guy? Is he in franchising? It turned out he was in franchising. He said he was sitting in the airport in Denver. He was on his way to Salt Lake City, up on the TVs, watching CNN, sees my name, decided to get online, send me an email. He's a client to this day.
Nice.
I didn't know him prior to that. On top of it, I got to know Rick Sanchez as well.
Terrific.
Because we routinely tweet back and forth and now post on each other's Facebook, and he's no longer with CNN, but we have a conversation together on a regular basis through social media. It's
mm-hmm.
fabulous.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, I have to say, too, this kind of will lead into, you know, some more discussion on social media specifically for franchise systems. But, You know, what you did was you gave your personal brand, Paul Segreto, a voice. You put a face on your personal brand, and you gave your audience or your customers, in this case it was Rick Sanchez, someone to engage with. Now, think of that from a franchise systems perspective of your experience with Rick Sanchez, doing that with each and every customer of each and every franchisee across the country or across the globe. And a few years ago, someone would say that there's no way a big franchise system or even a small franchise system could connect with that many consumers on a one-on-one basis. There's absolutely no way. You have to use newspaper advertising. You have to, you know, buy TV ads. You have to, you know, do something. But that's not the case anymore. It is possible for someone within any franchise system to connect, not just with, you know, media, important media personalities like Rick Sanchez, but connecting with people who may walk into that smoothie shop or someone who is interested in learning more about business opportunities or you know, any other person who a franchise system needs to connect with and share some information, share a story, listen to what that person has to say about the franchise system's own brand or maybe competitive brands. It's all possible. It's all manageable now, and of course, it wasn't just 5 years ago.
Right, and from the convention perspective, just think of how easy it is now to be able to engage with other franchise executives amongst the 2,500 or 3,000 that attend the event that you would have to, in the past, run into in order to get to know them, or maybe just be sitting at a table, and there's so many others that you would never get to reach out to. You know, on top of it, you know, you look at something like Foursquare, and I was real excited to be discussing Foursquare with Matt Haller a couple of weeks ago as we thought about, you know, let's go ahead and encourage people to check in at the different sessions and different events within the IFA convention. And what's amazing about it first is that I was sitting in a discussion at last year's IFA convention in San Antonio. BJ Emerson was one of the panelists, and it was the first time that I had heard the word Foursquare.
Ah.
And of course, as we do in social technology, we immediately run back to our computers or get on our smartphones and look it up and try to see what it is. And, you know, it is very new. I think it will be good as people check in at Foursquare, because I think it'll help to know, you know, who's there. I know for sure if I want to find BJ Emerson, I'm going to find him on Foursquare and know exactly where he's at.
Yes.
But, you know, to that end, I wish more people were involved in it, and I understand it is relatively new compared to the other things, but I think it's just going to add to the excitement.
Yeah, that's I think, something that we can help everyone with at the convention. My Engage One-to-One team and I were speaking a little bit last week about, you know, just some other things we could do while we're there just to help people out with getting more involved in some social platforms. And one of the ideas was if we talk to anyone, and feel free to put the word out, but if there's anyone out there coming to the IFA convention who is not already on Foursquare, feel free to look for myself or one of my colleagues, and we'll take 5 minutes and, you know, just pull out your phone, whether it's an Android or a BlackBerry or an iPhone, and we'll help you get set up on Foursquare. It's free, you know, we'd love to do that just to help some of the franchise folks get in on Foursquare and check in, and right away you're going to be able to go in and find you know, some of your friends who are already at the show and connect with them over this platform. I think the real aha moment that some of these folks will have if they're using Foursquare for the very first time at the IFA convention is while they're walking around checking into one of the sessions, or maybe they'll check in on Foursquare when they go to the Mitt Romney speech or at one of the luncheons or Taste of Franchising or at the TweetUp or maybe at one of the exhibitors' booths. As they're going around checking into these places and seeing who's there and you know, seeing what value there is in that, I think they're going to have that aha moment of, oh my gosh, this is what our local outlets and franchisees could have going on in their stores and in their restaurants and in their shops. So I think it will be very interesting to see if people have that aha moment as they're walking around the hotel checking into these various things. You know, will they see how that could translate into store traffic? And that's one of the things that we really focus on at my firm, is not just looking at, you know, sort of smoke and mirrors, social media numbers and that sort of thing, but really how can we use social media to drive store traffic? How can we use social media to increase sales or whatever your overall business objective is? So we'd really like to help people get set up on Foursquare, use it during the show, maybe even have a little clinic and show people, you know, how to check in and find friends and stuff like that, and then let them take that home and see if they can see how it would apply to their day-to-day business.
Well, certainly I know it's going to be a discussion at the TweetUp, but I can't imagine that many that will be attending the TweetUp might not be aware of Foursquare, but they might not know quite how to use it. And, you know, one of the things, too, that I often tell people is, you know, it's a great way to engage other people that aren't familiar with Foursquare, because it does have the sharing feature where they can share their Foursquare check-in on Facebook and Twitter, which other people that aren't on Foursquare are able to see. I know last year Twitter was extremely valuable for one of my franchise consulting clients that was trying to generate some meetings at the IFA event. And we had a team of people that were tweeting on their behalf to let people know where they would be, like during the exhibit hall lunch and stuff like that. And we actually generated 8 or 10 meetings for the client from new startup franchisors. So, I mean, there's so many different ways to utilize these tools and then be able to populate this information into other social media like Facebook that just gets everybody to look at it, no matter how technologically advanced they may be or not be. They're able to see it in some of these, we'll say, lesser interactive platforms.
Absolutely. And I would recommend it for anyone who's on Twitter right now, over the course of the next few days, just go in and run a search for the hashtag IFA. So that looks like, you know, pound IFA. And I just ran a search right now, and it looks like I see we've been talking about Matt Haller. He just posted something. There's who else is talking right now? A couple people mentioning you and this show, actually, Paul. Greg Pitkoff just posted something on there now, and then there's a few people who I saw a couple of hours ago who I don't know these people. I've never met them before. I'm not familiar with their names, but they're talking about being at the IFA, so I instantly just started following them.
Right.
A couple were brands. Here's one, Maggie Moose, just mentioned something. So right here from my Engage One-to-One dashboard, I'm actually going to follow that brand. Here's Lori W. I think she works with Computer Explorers. I'm going to follow her right now. So yeah, that's her. So I'm gonna follow anyone who's using that hashtag IFA. Hopefully they'll follow me back. If they don't, that's fine too. But I'm interested to see what they're talking about over the next few days, and you know, which session are some of these people going to go to, and you know, really looking at it from a perspective of, you know, is there anything that I can provide of value. You know, for instance, if I see someone talking about not knowing how to check in on Foursquare or load Foursquare into their smartphone at the IFA, I'm absolutely going to reach out to that person and say, hey, you know, let me help you. We're all going to be doing that. So I would encourage everyone to follow that hashtag of IFA, pound IFA, and follow each and every person who's talking using that. You have to be a little careful because there are some other organizations called IFA that will pop up once in a while, like the I think over in the UK it's the International Financial Advisors, and
right.
I was seeing a bunch of tweets the other day, something on the Irish Festival Association or something like that. But that's okay. I think over the next week or so we are going to own the hashtag IFA, and so follow everyone who's using it, and also the IFA staff, Matt and his team using the handle Franchising 411, they are going to be tweeting live throughout the event. So even if someone isn't using the downloadable IFA application and you're just looking on Twitter, these guys are going to be tweeting live with some updates and alerts and special things happening from all of the sessions and from the floor too.
Absolutely, and I did notice just now on the IFA mobile app, I mean, every day they're updating it. I noticed on the iPhone app there was an update to the application, so make sure you stay on top of your updates. As well, take the next few days to make sure you have the appropriate applications in place, being able to populate over into Facebook and Twitter to LinkedIn and Foursquare to Twitter and Facebook. Make sure you have a lot of that in place. And you mentioned, Jack, about Franchising 411, and I realize now they also have FranBlog, which is now the IFA blogging site, so they will be posting information in there as well, and I'm sure they have some repopulating of information that will also go to that site. So there are a lot of things to do and a lot of ways to cross-reference everything and connect everything. And I know one that a lot of people are remiss about is making sure that they have the application in place to go from Twitter onto their LinkedIn page. Because, you know, as well as I do, you meet somebody new, your first opportunity, you're checking them out on LinkedIn. You want to see what their experience is and where they work and maybe a little bit about their job responsibility and see who they're connected with. It's great to be able to see their Twitter activity at a
social. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And vice versa, if you can go from Twitter and you're seeing someone talking about something that might be about franchising, but you might want to check them out on LinkedIn to make sure that, you know, they're not talking about a sports franchise or something like that.
Exactly.
So it's great to be able to jump back and forth between those. And you mentioned the Fran blog that the IFA team just put together. I just saw that for the first time this morning. It looks fantastic.
Yeah, it does. I did too. That's what I said. I just realized it because I was doing some final prep for the show. I found it. So definitely.
Yeah, and it's on the Tumblr platform, which I find fascinating too. I just started using Tumblr myself about maybe 2 months ago. I've typically been a WordPress guy like you, Paul. But Tumblr is kind of an exciting new a new way to blog. So I was interested to see that they were using that. And it looks like they're going to have some cool content and sharing some good stories on there as well. The address for that, by the way, is franblog.tumblr.com. And there's no E in Tumblr for some reason.
Right.
But Paul, maybe what you and I should both do sometime between now and Saturday is maybe on our blogs that a lot of people in the industry are coming to, maybe we should put up some links to all of these different places in one easy-to-find area where someone can, you know, find the Fran blog, find the place to download the IFA app or maybe download Foursquare if they haven't done so. I'll put up a link to the tweet up invitation, and you know, put all of those links in one place, so everyone can jump right in and you know, see which ones are interested in using.
Yeah, absolutely, easy enough, and I'll do the same. And a matter of fact, I know on my blog site, the intro to today's show does have some links built into it, both to your blog as well as to everything for the IFA, with the exception of Fran Blog, because didn't know about it till today. And you know, another thing too that I know you saw, Jack, and a lot of people have seen and really commented very positively about was the use of video. And I incorporated a little video regarding your appearance today on the show and what we're going to
talk
about.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you. That was terrific.
You know, it's just another way. Some people are more visual. It told the story in, I don't know, 30 or 40 seconds. But, you know, to that point, with so many people having smartphones and there being cameras in smartphones, you know, use them throughout the event to take pictures, do, you know, develop some videos, you know, little 20 or 30 second videos, and post them to your social media sites and get other people to share in it, as well as the people at home that aren't fortunate to be attending the event. It's a great way to chronicle everything. It's a great way to go back after the fact and be able to, you know, relive some of the memories, but more importantly, be able to look at the information afterwards, and it might trigger something in your mind relating to business or a contact or something that you need to follow up on. And, you know, photos and videos are just a fabulous part of social media, and certainly the videos, I think, are really going to take off in 2011.
I absolutely agree. I think you know, the future of social media is video and photos to some extent, but you know, we're getting to that point now that I think we all wanted to be at 5 years ago, where
yep.
Video just ruled everything. But unfortunately, 5 years ago, most people did not have the technology in their pocket or in their purse or in their briefcase to be able to access videos, you know, outside of, you know, maybe being able to download an episode of The Office on iTunes or something like that. But that's all changed, and it's really been within the past year.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
With the newer models of iPhones and, of course, the iPads, I mean, video has just skyrocketed, and not just from you know, uploading onto YouTube or something like that, but really the use of video on personal and business blogs. It's actually something that I've been looking at, that I need to incorporate more video into my blog, because I think we're getting to the point where if you have a blog and people come to it and they don't see a video, they may leave right away. I mean,
you
absolutely need a video, some video tactics in your whole social media and marketing plan, or you may get passed by pretty soon. So that's actually something I'm going to plan on picking your brain on a little bit more next week.
Well, I'll tell you, I've used video quite effectively for some clients as of late to enhance webinar announcements, which led me to do it today for the Franchise Today show. There's a host of platforms out there that if you can put together a PowerPoint presentation, you can go ahead and work within that platform. You know, and to that end, talking about PowerPoint presentations, you know, it amazes me how many people are remiss by not having the application for SlideShare tied to their LinkedIn profile. It's a great way to showcase some of the things that you've done for other clients to be able to see as well. And that's something that if you haven't already done so, do so before the event. You know, another thing, Jack, and you might notice on the email that I sent you today, reminding you about the show and providing the call-in information, Down at the bottom, it says social media toolkit. I stumbled upon a tool the other day that I think is going to be great moving forward. And it's a social media toolkit. I now still have to put the button on my email, but I have it now on the back of my business cards. So there's one link that people can go to. They see a short video of me and my company, Franchise Essentials, as well as five or six links to my most prominent social media, as well as some historical information that's very, you know, website-esque. And it's right there in one little platform. And I'm excited to announce that I'll be doing a lot of work with the social media profile kit, the press kit, moving forward. So it's something, the toolkit, you should look at. And just another one of those tools, in addition to all that we've talked about, that really helps for real-time social media.
Yeah, this, I'm looking at it right now. It looks very cool. I like how all of your connections are in one place at one time. You may even get to the point where that's the link or the address that you put on your physical business cards.
That's what I'm doing for the
event.
You're
putting that on the back. Great, terrific. I would recommend too
tomorrow.
That. I'm sorry. Say again.
I said fingers crossed. I hope they're here by tomorrow because.
Well, you know, a little piece of advice I give everybody that's going to a trade show in any industry these days is if you don't have your Twitter handle, if you're on Twitter but you don't have your Twitter handle on your business cards, or maybe you're like Paul and you've got something really cool like this social media press kit, take out a stack of business cards tonight or tomorrow and a pen and write your Twitter handle on the back of your business card. People who are not very active on Twitter will look at that and say, wow, what, really? Oh, you're on Twitter. Tell me about that. And people who are already on Twitter, if you're networking with these folks, as soon as they receive your business card from your hand and you've got a Twitter handle on the back of it, the first thing they are going to do is look you up and follow you on Twitter. It will be.
Absolutely.
It will happen before they do whatever else you do with business cards. You know, enter the phone numbers and the email addresses into, you know, whatever CRM system you're using. You know, they'll eventually get to that. But if you have a Twitter handle printed on your business card or written on the back with a pen, I guarantee that business card will be top of mind with the people that you were just meeting with or networked with, and they will look you up immediately and start following you.
Absolutely. And if you're not yet on Twitter, that's why Jack and I both recommend using your full name, because it's so much easier to say to somebody, my Twitter profile is at Paul Segretto or at Jack Monson.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's easy to be, it's memorable. And, you know, if you haven't done that already with your other profiles, of making sure that you have your name listed in the profile on Facebook, like mine is facebook.com/Paul Segretto, on LinkedIn, wherever you possibly can, make sure you take the time to get that vanity URL with your name on there, especially
great
if you have
advice.
A common name there.
Great
ahead
advice.
Of other people.
Absolutely. And as new profiles and new platforms come along, you know, it's like you do have to kind of keep ahead on what are the important ones to jump on and which ones can I ignore. I do a little exercise where once a month I sign on to a new platform and I test it out for 30 days, and if I don't like it, I don't use it anymore. But you know, if it's something that one of my clients is perhaps going to be interested in tying into their social media tactics in the near future, you know, I need to know about it. So once a month I start using a new platform and, you know, really kick the tires. So that's kind of a fun thing to do and you know, be able to review some of these and talk about what you like and what you don't like. For most folks in the franchising industry right now, I would say, you know, make sure you're on Twitter. Let's get you started on Foursquare. Obviously, people are using Facebook. And if they're interested in maybe starting a blog, I'd be happy to chit chat with them about that as well.
Yeah, and of course, don't lose sight of being on LinkedIn and getting involved in LinkedIn. You know, it amazes me to this day, even people that are in marketing and digital marketing that I'll go to connect with, and I'll look at the groups, and they're involved in no groups. You know, get involved in groups, even if it's to stand on the sidelines and watch some of the embattlement with Paul Segreto on some of the sites.
Yeah, absolutely. If nothing else, it's pure entertainment. I don't even watch television anymore. I just go to the franchising groups on LinkedIn and watch the sparks fly.
Yeah,
but it's all in fun. You know, like we were saying, if someone isn't disagreeing with you at some point, then you must not be very passionate about what you do. So,
yeah, absolutely. And you know, as you said, you know, tried out the different social media sites, use what's good for you. I got to tell you, over the last 2 years ago, let's say, I think I activated and deactivated my Facebook account about four different times, trying to figure out if it would work or not. Was it relevant? How would I incorporate it? Because, you know, me and myself, I mean, I am my brand, but there's also Franchise Essentials, which is my brand, and, you know, trying to incorporate it, and it's really been a precarious balancing act trying to use that one Facebook page, even though I have a group page as well. So, I mean, you know, try it. The thing that I often tell people is, you know, you're not going to make a big mistake on it. It's not like putting up a website that you read it afterwards and you say, oh, my God, there's a misspelling there, and you got to call your web administrator and developer and try to change it. And it's just so easy to do, especially, you know, blogging and any of the sites out there.
Yeah, and it's made for making some mistakes. I think that's one of the greatest things about social media is – mistakes are especially at sort of the introductory level, mistakes are fixable and they're very inexpensive.
Right.
You know, you wouldn't want to make a mistake in creating a Super Bowl ad that you paid $3 million to air. But you know, if you throw a Facebook posting up that you know, as long as it isn't, you know, offensive or you know, really embarrassing about, you know, to someone at your business or going to get you into some sort of legal trouble, if your messaging isn't quite right, you know, great, tweak it. You could change it next week. Try lots of different things. It's all about experimentation and seeing what works. I'm seeing some of our franchise system customers putting content out that you know, not that long ago, I would have said, "Oh, that's not really going to get much response. Why are we doing that?" But hey, it works, and if it works, you know, do it again and do it again and again and again.
Right, and just like Christina Aguilera, if you flub over something, you just keep going over it, and you'll have people saying, "Did they just make a mistake?"
Right, and they have to keep rewinding their TiVos to see, did she get that line wrong? I'm not sure. But
right,
you know,
exactly.
If you do something wrong and cover it up well enough, you know, we just call it jazz. So
right, exactly. And keep in mind that, you know, through this all, using it for real time at the IFA, well as other times, realize that content is more important than perfection. And Jack, we are running out of time. I told you we'd build by this just like we were sitting around having a couple of scotches, and I'm sure we'll continue the discussion in Vegas, and I'm looking forward to sharing a couple of scotches with you. Thanks for being my guest today.
Thanks so much for having me. I can't wait to see you on Sunday and see everyone else on Sunday as well.
Sounds great. Next week is our return from the IFA. I'll report back on Franchise Today with a summary of events, happenings, and my perspective on the convention. I'm sure I'll have a funny story or two to share as well. Possibly I may even have a thought to share on our segment of Are You Kidding Me? In the meantime, keep an eye out on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn for some of my updates live from the convention. Oh, and before I forget, happy Valentine's Day to all the sweethearts in franchising. If you're not sure who they are, just look for the radiant smiles at the IFA convention. You'll certainly not miss them. Until next week, I'm Paul Segreto, wishing you the best in this great thing we call franchising. Franchise Today is out